I was going to continue talking IWD stuff, ideas about feminist interventions in policies which affect women more than men. But what's happened this week in New Zealand has actually made me think much more widely. And I think we need to think much more widely. We can look at what's happening between women and men. And I went to a session in an IWD celebration at the Lowy Institute where they talked about women and strong men, and having a look at all of the new rulers that are actually pushing quite strong anti-feminist policies around, and pushed that as a sort of issue that women had to address. But I think it's wider than that. I think we need to look at the whole strong men thing in terms of looking at what it is about that toxic form of masculinity which affects both attitudes to women, but more seriously, really, is their whole attitude to everything else. If you look at these men that are in control and the various things, in many cases, these countries are deeply racist. These countries are deeply anti-immigration. They are actually pushing violence against those that are seen as not being part of the mainstream people. They're pushing patriotism. And when you start looking at what happened in New Zealand, you see the same sorts of strands. And in the reactions to it, you see those particular groups coming out who are actually anti-women, anti-outsiders, anti-everything. That's toxic masculinity. That does express itself in violence against women, but it expresses itself in violence against lots of other things as well. I think we need to look at what we are doing as a democracy, what we're doing as part of civilization, to actually get back on a track that we were on, of trying to improve relationships. But what we've had recently is the growth of all of these weirdo outsider groups of varying sorts. There's a string of people running in the state election in New South Wales. There'll be a string of them running in the federal election, banging on about patriotism, banging on about trying to save Western civilization. And I keep quoting Gandhi, who said it would be a good idea if we had it. But I think we actually need to start looking as feminists at the broader issues that are not being dealt with. We need to get back to the fact that we are a society and not an economy, because I think talking economics all the time makes people feel insecure, competitive, individualized, customer-based and nasty. And then they become vulnerable to things which appeal to their emotions, with these weirdo groups which push particular issues of patriotism or loyalty or religion or anti-religion or anti-foreigners. All of those things fit together with deeply sexist viewpoints. And I think we've got to start addressing it. We've got to start looking at what it is and how do we create a more civil society. Because somewhere along the line, those particular aspects, the social aspects, the relational aspects, the ethical aspects, the emotional connecting type stuff that makes us fully human has been dropped off the agenda because it doesn't turn up in economics. We've got to get away from market economics. We've got to get away from the fact that we can be bribed to vote for somebody purely and simply on the fact that they'll give us a bit of a bargain, like a Woolworths versus Coles set of ads. We've got to start looking at what makes a society a good society to live in for all, for the diverse groups that we have here, and respects differences and respects communalities as well. We just really do need to start, as women, as feminists, as part of these societies, to take much more of a leadership role, and that's where I come back to IWD. We've got to stop asking men to fix things for us, and we've got to have our voices heard, particularly those of us that really care, and some women don't, that really do care about living in a more civil society where we don't have the sorts of massacre we've just seen in New Zealand, and of which there are more all around the world in other groups that feel that violence is the only way that you can take control. That is where I think we can make a serious feminist difference. So let's do it.